Almost exactly a year ago, Chicago's most prominent weekly newspaper, The Reader, underwent a dramatic redesign. The changes weren't merely cosmetic. Part of the effort included a new column, Chicago Antisocial, written by Liz Armstrong. I spoke with Liz over the din of loud motorcycles and the bells of ice cream vendors at Mojo's Cafe Lounge on Roscoe.
They're planning on doing a redesign, and when that happens, they want to put more of me and my voice in the paper, because, you know, I've been writing music reviews primarily, and, you know, little things about art, and so we decided that I would just start writing right then and there, just start writing trial columns to see what would happen, and I would turn some in. I mean, they're so embarrassing. Like, if anyone saw them now, I would be mortified.
Those first
columns? Yeah, because there was no direction, right? We're like, well, we want to incorporate art, and we want to incorporate parties, and we want to incorporate music and shopping and, you know, free stuff and little tricks and little insider tips. I don't know. We just wanted to have something. So some of the things I turn in read like diary entries, embarrassing. You know, some of them read like ad copy. Some of them were... some of them were just terrible.
So, are you starting to figure it out now that you've been doing
it
for
you? When September 17th came around and I had to turn in my first, you know, my first column was coming out, we still didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, okay, I'm going to go to this Vice party and I'll turn something in for you. And they're like, okay. So I turned in my first column and it was like, gulp. It was not good. And so that night, I turned it on Monday morning, and Kiki, who is the managing editor there, started off editing the column. She told me, she was like, okay, you need to do a full rewrite. Here's what you need, and do it. So I just did it. And it started off kind of rocky, and like, I don't know what's going on, but I think that now that it's week after week after week, there's a little more room to kind of like relax in the easy chair sometimes and just be like, I'm just going to wax about my grandmother this week, you know?
That seemed to me, I've been reading them pretty much since you started last September.
Thanks.
it's fascinating to me. And the reason I wanted to talk to you...
Why?
Well, because, first of all, it seems that your column generates, and we talked about this over email, generates much more mail and commentary than sometimes it seems more than anything else in the paper. And that, to me, is weird. Why aren't people writing about...
Yeah, the news stories.
Yeah, the news stories. I know. What's going on? And instead, they take issue with...
my tone.
With your tone, with this hipster quality, with this... And got me to thinking about the idea of a social column in other papers, which is, you know, the Tribune will write about, you know, the fancy weddings and the debutante balls and the junior league soirees and so on. And it's this idea of... writing about some glamorous lifestyle that normal readers aren't exposed to.
Right.
And I thought, well, maybe she's doing the same thing, except in the opposite way.
Yeah.
These really cool things that are going on that most
anyone
of us,
could go to.
Yeah, but most of us don't know about this noise
band. Right, but
band
anyone
that's
could go
there.
But that's the thing. Like the other.
But we're not invited.
You know, I'm not either.
What I mean to say is, like, we're not invited in the sense that we're not in the know, and you are.
Right. Well,
and I wonder if that's where that sense of people thinking you're too cool comes
from. I'm sure that's where it comes from. But, you know, before I was writing this freaking column, I did all this same stuff anyway. This is how I've always lived my life. I've always gone to whatever crusty show I could find, you know, or I was in noise bands. I run around with, I don't know. I don't want to say weirdos, but I do.
No, weird guys who collect buckets of pee.
Well, that's my boyfriend you're talking about.
I had to bring it up. Because you write about it. You're making it public. And there is something... I think people seem to get... I don't quite understand why.
Nice.
I don't get the loud motorcycles.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Seems like they're compensating for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do get it.
Yeah, I guess so. But those first few columns, I just seem to recall, I mean, people were just saying, you know, this is a...
it's It's absurd.
This is absurd. It's a waste of space. Why have you put this in the paper? A lot of attacks on you personally.
Yeah.
It seemed.
Whatever.
But how do you deal with that? And keep going on? And I mean, I would find that very.
Okay. Well, there's this idea of it's almost. Okay. The idea was that it's going to be, or the idea kind of evolved into being this, like you said, a social column, but
Antisocial.
But, well, not antisocial, but like the anti-space social column, you know?
Right.
But I think that Chicago is kind of viewed as this second city. Like, none of us view it as that. We don't give a shit, right? But other people do. But and sometimes we, I don't know, I think there is a little bit of a lesser than, like, here's where you get your feet wet and here's where you kind of learn about a city and then you move on if you feel like you're a city person, right? Not many people really stay in
Chicago.
We're
a starter city.
Yeah. And so I feel like a lot of that is because we don't have local celebrity. We don't really believe in that sort of thing. And I wanted to think of my column as a kind of parody of creating these local celebrities, like treating everyone like they could be highlighted or spotlighted. And am I making sense or does it sound?
Well, I do think that there is some sort of.
It's like everyone has equal footing. Everyone can be trashed or lauded equally. You know, there's no. Everyone is on the same level as like Hillary Duff, you know, and Rotten Milk. They're the same as far as Chicago antisocial is concerned.
Some people interpret that as being mean.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking of the one column where he ended up writing a letter that was published.
Oh, the guy who hit on me?
The guy who hit on you.
Okay. How many times am I supposed... How many ways can I just be like, I'm sorry, no thank you, or whatever, before I'm like, guess what? You're a target now. Like, you know, how many times can you just be so gentle and kind and just be like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to bond on with you on the fact that we're wearing eyeglasses.
Right, but most people wouldn't write that up in a widely read weekly periodical in the city.
But it's funny.
but I think some people.
Yeah, I get. Is it? I don't know if it's mean. If you're.
The negative perception that people have of your column, I think, is associated
a
little bit with that. Well, it's yeah.
Mm.
And there's a sense that people who criticize and don't get it are, and I'm mostly playing devil's advocate here. I'm not trying to.
That's okay.
But I think there is a perception, and you're aware of it, that there is this sort of that you are this sort of arbiter of what is cool.
Like I'm a mean popular girl or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
but not like the sorority girls, but you're like the mean, really cool girl, right? Who's
right.
got a cool
yeah, right.
tattoo and just isn't
yeah.
interested in hanging out with us at our party, you know, because she's going to some cooler party. I mean, I think you've tapped into something that a lot of people have sort of...
their own fears and sense of rejection and humiliation about, and they project it onto me. That's what it is. It's like I become the scapegoat for all of their own personal insecurities. And it makes me sad that's the way the world is, that, like, someone can't just be like, oh, that's funny that she goes and does that. Instead, it's like, I'm jealous of her job, or, you know, it's mostly, I think, I'm jealous, they're jealous, or that they feel that they put me on this weird pedestal that I don't even think I'm on, only because they want to knock me off of it, like, because they don't feel secure in their own social footing or whatever. And, you know, to be honest with you, like, I don't have, like, tons and tons of friends. Like, I don't have this huge... I don't know. I don't view myself as a cool person at all. Like, I don't really... I hang out with my family, mostly, and my boyfriend, and my pets. Like... That's it. When something goes wrong in my life, I talk to my sister. I don't have these like this huge group of like friends that console me and.
So you
know?
you don't feel like you're an insider into this secret underground world of.
Well, I feel like I don't feel like I'm an insider. I just feel like I'm a part a part of, this is just where I feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable going around dudes in striped shirts with gelled hair at a club. I don't understand it. I never have. It's never made sense to me. I don't feel comfortable around women who like shave their legs every 2 days. I don't get that. And I think that's where most people fit in.
Liz Armstrong's column, Chicago Antisocial, appears each week in the Chicago Reader. My name is Dave Elving, and this has been Audible City, a monthly interview program produced for Gaper's Block.